Good morning, listeners. Today is September 21st, and this is your weekly Digital Minute. I'm David Erickson, and joining me this week in hosting the Flash Briefing is our newest fantastic intern, Harrison Sharp. Now, a lot has happened in the marketing world over the last week, but to make it a little bit easier to digest, we've summed up three of the most audacious stories that we noticed. Coming up in this brief, a second publisher has accused Amazon of manipulating their search results, Facebook suffered a pixel outage that could be shrinking your conversion results, and, to close it all out, Google is introducing a new breadcrumb report. Now, without further ado, let's dig a little bit deeper by jumping into the first story of the week. A second major publication has come forward, accusing Amazon of manipulating their search results to boost their profits and their products. In a detailed report posted by the Wall Street Journal, Amazon is promoting feature listings that are more profitable for the company rather than naturally popular or in a customer's best interest. The last part is a fun point to call out, considering Amazon search engineers are apparently opposing the move for being just that, against their customers' best interests. It's worth mentioning here that Bloomberg first accused them of this, and undermining small merchants at the same time, earlier this year in February. The story published by Wall Street Journal also mentions that there were pushback on this from Amazon's team of lawyers, though specifically due to the fact that it would only provoke regulators. Looking at this from a legal perspective does show that, within the US law currently standing as it is, algorithms are currently protected as forms of speech. In other words, under current regulations, Amazon is in the right to structure their algorithm to prefer themselves, even if it rubs the public the wrong way. For marketers, this opportunity for distrust leaves potential for people to pull away from the advertising they see on Amazon and, in turn, really damage the return your ad spend is getting.
Continuing on the negative platform trend, Facebook confirmed last week that between September 16th and 17th, the Facebook Pixel stopped logging events for some advertisers, resulting in potential reporting errors. Due to the lapse in pixel tracking, marketers could be facing conversion decreases and incorrect custom audience and dynamic ad volumes. Marketing Land reported on tweets from Andrew Foxwell, a co-founder of the social media advisory company Foxwell Digital, which showcased messages from Facebook about the issue, with recommendations to proceed as usual. As of now, Facebook is, in fact, claiming that everything should be loading as expected. But Foxwell was quoted again remarking that reports are coming back in order, but not fully recovered. Over the last few months, we've observed that reliability issues within Facebook's Ad Manager platform has been a commonly acknowledged source of frustration for many marketing agencies. Considering that advertisers have limited access to Facebook representatives, especially when issues present themselves, they can be left in the dark, making issues like this hard to overcome or even just hard to report on. Our simplest but most important advice following this announcement would be to monitor your data to check for substantial decreases within performance and inform your clients as soon as possible to make sure they are aware and understanding reporting when issues like this come up.
We've given some bummers of stories so far, so let's close this one out with a quick exciting new development in Google Search Console. Breadcrumb structured data reports are available per a Google announcement delivered last Thursday. This report, which can be accessed under the Enhancements section in the Navigation panel, is designed to help users debug issues with breadcrumbs displayed in their search results. To quote Search Engine Land, breadcrumb trails tell users about a page's position within your site's hierarchy. This information is typically used by devs to mark their page's structure and display information properly. If that trail is identified by this test as not displaying as expected, the locations recorded for you will be specified to check and could perhaps even help you resolve the issue.
Well, that about sums up our content for this week's Flash Briefing. To learn more about some of the topics we covered today, head on over to our blog at findyourtailwind.com/blog, where we'll be providing a full transcription of this week's brief, as well as links to further resources and information. Until next week, I'm Harrison Sharp.
And I'm David Erickson.
Thanks for listening.